What's up? Welcome to another episode of the Amateur Tarot Podcast. That's my hype man, Brian.
What's up, everybody? That's Ben Noble.
And the two of us, well, we're two non-mystical hosts that use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
You right.
And on this show, we do a couple very specific things.
Oh, we got more than one thing.
So, if you're at all familiar with the tarot, which I don't expect you to be, there's a lot of different
ways. You don't gotta know nothing!
There's a lot of different ways to read the spreads, to read the cards, to put them into spreads. And some of those are very complicated and involve a lot of cards. And so,
too much work!
Because, we don't like to do a lot of work here, and we don't want to make
lazy.
And because we don't want to make you do a lot of work at home, we just turn over three cards, and each of those three cards has a very specific function.
One is the recent past!
And then the second one?
The current actions!
And then there's a third card.
The 100% money-back guaranteed future outcome!
And then after all that's done, we move on to the card of the week, which is a little piece of advice for everybody. Nothing?
No, I got really tired being the hype man. I think you're going to have to be the hype man from now on.
Brian got really tired!
It's exhausting. See? You're done already.
I'm already tapped out. I can't believe that you did it for so long.
Ben couldn't hold it up!
That's it.
That's it, guys. That's all the hype that we're doing this week.
We're going to bring it down now.
Yeah, I hope that brought in lots of listeners.
Wouldn't it be funny if our question this week was, like, very dark? my whole family just died.
Yo, dog, how can I deal with a lot of deaths in my family? Now I feel badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have to change the question for this week's episode.
Yeah, I hope that it's a less heavy question.
Well, should we go find out what it is?
Let's do it. Let's go on and jump into Queerance Corner.
Well, here we are.
Here we are. And this week's question comes to us from Steven! Steven out of St. Louis, Missouri!
How can I deal with the deaths of all my family?
Whoa! Steven, that is a bummer!
Just kidding, that's not Steven's question.
No, and if someone is dealing with that, I feel badly again.
So, what Steven actually wants to know is, how can I know if I'm prioritizing the right things in life?
Well, that's a pretty big question.
It is a very big question. Not heavy, but big.
Yeah, it's big.
It's not very dense. It's just large.
Right. We could still be like, bah, bah, bah.
Yeah.
But probably we're going to want to talk in normal tones of voice.
If only to make the listening experience better for Steven.
And easier for everyone involved, because who knows what I sound like as a hype man, besides you right now.
Yeah. Well, it might sound different through the digital wires.
I hope so. Because in my head, it sounded, not gonna lie, kind of silly.
So no radio DJ in your future?
Maybe not, unless I had a soundboard that had like the air horns and like fart noises and stuff like that.
That could be fun. Maybe put that on the list for the next live show.
Yeah, that'll make everybody really appreciate the next live show.
Yeah, come to our next live show. Well, there'll be lots of air horns and fart noises.
Speaking of the next live show, we don't have one planned right now, but we did just have a listener ask when our next live show is. So,
are you okay?
If you are a listener that wants to have a live show in your town, then get in touch with us and let us know where we should have the live show in your town.
There's a lot about that that's funny to me. So Steven wants to know how he can know if he's prioritizing the right things in life.
And that's a good question. It's a good question that everybody could benefit from.
But this advice
we're talking about Steven and his priorities.
Of course, to answer that question, Brian, you've chosen quite possibly the worst deck that you own.
Oh, I don't know about all that. I think that you're going to look at this deck and you're going to give it more than one stars.
Maybe.
Okay. This week we're going with the Nicoletta Ciccioli Tarot.
Yep.
And Nicoletta Ciccioli draws essentially little girls with big eyes and a bunch of like fantastical stuff around them. So I'm going to let Ben talk about it now.
Yeah, I mean, what you described, I would describe them as like porcelain dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them are in disturbing situations. You know, like this first card here that's on the top, the Seven of Wands, is a small girl being spanked by some weird, like, Where the Wild Things Are monster.
Okay, that makes sense.
This card, I don't know what card it is. 12. What's 12, Brian?
The 12, that would be the Hanged Man.
Okay, well, that's a two-headed, what's that movie? Black Swan.
Okay.
It's like the Black Swan movie, but with two heads.
And less sensuality.
Yeah, because it's a porcelain doll. This Nine of Swords shows two small girls hiding behind, like, some blocks and Legos from a menacing bunny rabbit.
That makes 100% sense for the Nine of Swords.
Yeah, it does, but...
Well, don't go through all of them.
Okay.
Because some of them are going to get flipped over.
Yeah, this is a very spooky, creepy deck that makes me feel dirty for looking at it. The Ten of Swords, it... this girl is... Her dress is a cake, and it's being cut into, and she's, like, bleeding.
Hmm.
One star. You were wrong in your prediction.
Wow, I would have thought that the quality of the artwork would have elevated it beyond the you feeling icky factor.
It's just frightening to me.
Fair enough.
All right. So, Steven, I just, you know, I want you to know that despite the fact that I don't like this deck... we are still going to answer your question in a 5-star way.
Yeah, we always give a 5-star reading. Even if Ben doesn't know how to rate decks appropriately.
Well, Brian, what would you give this deck? Not that your rating matters, nor does it go into the annals of ratings.
Yeah, my rating is non-canonical. But I would give this a 3.
Very generous. All right, well, we were shuffled up. We're ready to go.
So for the recent past.
Oh, wait, let's repeat the question one more time.
Okay, Steven asked, how can I know if I'm prioritizing the right things in life? And the recent past? The Magician.
And the Magician shows this small girl who is part cheetah?
I think so.
She has a tail and, like, cat legs. And then she's got a human face, but cat ears, and she's holding a cheetah mask in front of her face. And then there's, like, a small bird in a cage.
So, what does that mean for Steven's recent past?
Well, I don't know what that card means, but the Magician...
What's the Magician?
The Magician is generally a card about gathering up all your resources and then, like, taking the ideas that are in your head and bringing them into reality.
And what do you think that means for the recent past?
You are asking me a lot of questions.
Well, yeah, I'm doing a lot of time just looking through this book.
Why?
Because I like it.
We don't need the book. We're experts.
I like this deck.
You only give it 3 stars. That does not inspire confidence.
3 stars is, like, more than half.
It's basically half. It is half. Out of 5, 3 is half.
If you're...
Sort of.
Yeah.
Mathematically. Let's dispense with that. I want to go back to that. 3 stars is like, meh. Most of the books I read, I would give 3 stars because I'll forget about them in a week.
Yeah, 2 stars to me is meh.
No, 2 stars is on the... We have this argument all the time.
Since we started this rating system.
2 stars is garbage. 2 stars, like if... You told me, if you said you went to a restaurant and you said it was 2 stars, I would not go there.
I wouldn't go there, but I wouldn't write a bad review about it either.
I would.
I would write a bad review for a 1-star experience.
1 star is just like, 1 star is the same thing as 2 stars, except it's emphasis. Anyway, man, I got to do all the work on this show. I got to rate decks. I got to talk about what the cards mean. I got to put them into context of what Steven wants to know.
What I think this card means.
Oh, here we go.
In context of what? Burr, burr, burr.
Are you going to go?
I was going to. I thought you were going to keep going.
No.
Because you rolled your eyes so hard that I thought you had something to say.
I'm just trying to get through the day. I'm just trying to help Steven.
Let's focus on helping Steven and not tearing Brian down.
Oh, okay. Said Brian.
So I think what this means is that up to this point, Steven has been prioritizing being able to channel external forces into something tangible. So
okay, but like in English.
Yeah, that's why I said comma so.
Oh, okay. Burr, burr, burr. He's got more to say.
I hope potential sponsors are listening to this episode and just thinking how quality it is.
Do you think that potential sponsors listen every week and they're like, well, maybe next week?
Yeah, they're like, almost there. 2 stars. Steven, I think this means that in the recent past up to now, you have been using the world around you to inform your creative endeavors, and you've been focusing on building a legacy of these creative endeavors, and based on the shape of your question, possibly too many creative endeavors.
Okay, yeah. That's a good English translation of what you said before. Yeah, I agree with that. It seems like almost, because the magician is very much about doing, and so maybe there's too much doing and not enough thinking.
Yeah, there's too many doings and not enough putting things to the side.
Yeah, which makes it hard to prioritize.
Right.
When everything's like the most important thing, nothing is important.
Well, let's move to the present and see how you can tear me down with that.
Let's prioritize that. Flip.
6. The devil.
Nope.
No?
The lovers.
6 is the lovers?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why this girl is a tree and there's a bunch of apples.
I thought that was why there was a bunch of apples and a snake.
Because it's the lovers.
Because it's the devil.
No, it's the lovers who are Adam and Eve.
The devil is the snake. Well, I'm not saying that the 6 is the devil. I'm not maintaining that at all. I'm just saying that's why I thought that based on the art on the card.
That, like, you thought this card was the devil, or you're just saying the snake was the devil?
I thought the snake was the devil.
That's very confusing. Why would you flip a card over and say, it's the devil, when there's literally a card in this deck called the devil?
Because I don't
know. Are you just trying to give me reasons to tear you down?
I don't know all the numbers of all the cards.
Well, I don't either, but I know that 6 isn't the devil. The devil is a double-digit card.
All right, well.
It's like 14 or 13. No, 13's death.
13's death.
Devil's like 15.
Okay.
This is the lovers.
Okay, I believe you. But it has a picture of the devil on it.
I felt like I said that in a way that I would say it when I'm teaching improv. Like when I hint, I'm like, this is a red ball, where I'm really trying to affirm that something's the case. You're
trying to make sure that I understand I'm supposed to believe this.
Yes, yes. This is the lovers. And then you have to say, this is the lovers.
This is the lovers.
Great. Now we're getting somewhere. Okay. So it's the lovers.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's Eve loving the devil.
Yes. As she's wont to do.
As she is wont to do.
Okay.
Oh,
we're stalling.
Womankind.
Nope. that's where all the sponsors stop listening.
That's what that story's about.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. So the lovers in the present, maybe now Steven's thinking about prioritizing relationships.
Possibly. You know, something we love to talk about is the choice between the head and the heart.
And the gut.
And the gut.
Yeah.
And the apples would indicate gut.
Yeah, because you eat apples and they go into your gut.
But her snuggling up with the snake would indicate heart.
Mm. No, but, no head on here.
Well, her being at the very top of the tree.
And she has a head. So.
And she has a head. Indicates head.
Yeah.
So that leaves us with the head, the heart, and the gut.
Yeah, where we started.
And since it is the lover card, Ben, I would say that it's saying to prioritize the heart right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you have been prioritizing the heart right now because it's the present card.
Maybe you are prioritizing.
You are. Yeah. Yeah.
Verb tenses.
I get messed up with my tenses.
Yeah. So Steven's moving from a situation where he's prioritizing, like, taking on projects, executing those projects, into a phase where he's prioritizing matters of the heart.
Yeah, and possibly there's a feeling of guilt or a feeling that he's leaving something else behind by making those priorities, which is why he's asking this question of how do I know if I'm prioritizing the right things?
Brian's making a ton of sense!
Burr, 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 burr.
Let's move into the future.
Okay.
Flip. Brian,
19.
Brian, like, that's why you made a very bad face.
Yeah, I know, because I don't know all the numbers of these cards. 19 is the sun?
Maybe. But that card does not look like the sun.
Yeah, why don't you describe the card?
Okay.
And I'll find out what 19 means.
I think it might be the sun. This card shows one of our heroic girls here. She's a bee. She's the queen bee because there's a lot of regular bees buzzing around her. Brian's pumping his fist because it was the sun.
It is the sun.
Even though this card is very dark. This girl, she's got bees around her. She is a bee. Her the puffy part of her dress is a beehive, but she's in like a very stormy field.
Yeah, I think that the sunshine comes from honey in this. And she has such a sad, pensive little face. But really, I think that the sun, the victory of the sun, yeah, and like the sweet, sweet success of the sun is mm-hmm. the honey in this card.
Well, that's what the sun is about. It is about success. The sun is up. Everyone's happy. You've done it.
Sun's out, bee's out.
So in context, I think what this is saying is that Steven's making the right shift in his priorities. Right?
Correct.
I mean, it's the sun.
Yeah.
That says I think, it's good.
Yeah. So the shift from creative endeavors to matters of the heart
mm-hmm.
seems to be the right choice right now. So if that is what you are prioritizing, as the cards indicate, then know that you are prioritizing the right things in your life.
Yeah.
That's pretty easy.
What a great reading.
Good job, Ben. Thanks for supporting Brian through all of this hardship. Bam, bam, bam. Nice. Got that new soundboard.
Yep.
All right. Well, that was really difficult, Ben.
In what way?
Because we had three cards that major arcana cards, and I only know that the one is the magician.
Oh, yeah. We did have three major arcana cards.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which is kind of a big deal because they all represent something huge in the Quirin's life. And so if we look back at it, if we just circle around, and did we already circle around and make a story out of this?
A little bit, but you can make a longer one.
Well, I just feel like maybe we should, since they are three major arcana cards, we should take them like as individual boulders instead of paving stones.
Okay. Well, you take the first crack.
All right.
See what I did there? Because you're talking about boulders paving and stones and acid crack.
I don't think that I would change any of the definitions that we gave, but just making things more in bold. You've spent a lot of time prioritizing creative endeavors up to this point, and that's worked well for you. But you have recently shifted to prioritizing matters of the heart, and that is something that is very important to you right now. It's something that you are kind of planning on keeping on prioritizing. And
wait, before you move on to the third card, though, I want to bold what you had said earlier, which I thought was smart, which was that maybe Steven's asking this question because that shift is somewhat unnatural to him.
I think there's a pain point there.
Yeah, he's feeling like, maybe I am not prioritizing those creative endeavors enough anymore because he's focused on these heart matters, but now we go to three and the card says, that's okay.
Yeah, it says you're going to get that sweet, sweet honey, which is the sun, which is success and fulfillment. So keep following your heart. Let's get out of Quirin's Corner.
Okay, there was a long pause there, so I thought that was us getting out of Quirin's Corner.
It was almost me turning off the recording because I don't know how we do this show.
All right, well, we've only done 60 episodes, so what we do next is we give a card of the week.
Ooh, a card of the week. That'll be exciting. And I think you may like the deck that we're going to use. Let's go ahead and jump into card of the week.
Okay. The card of the week is the part of the show where we give a piece of advice to everybody listening. All of our followers, real or fake. There's this like big story in the New York Times about fake followers. So that's kind of on my mind right now.
I wish we had a bunch of fake followers.
I know. Well, I guess we could buy some still. I don't think they shut the company down.
Okay.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Anybody who owns a fake follower company, get in touch with us and let us know that you'd like us to do a show in your town. And we can sell a bunch of fake tickets and we can come do a show for an empty audience. That's fine by me.
Fake followers would be a great sponsor for this show. Some company that sold fake followers.
If you're out there listening, we will promote you.
Do you want to seem more important? I sure do.
All right. This week we are going to be using the Prismatic Tarot. And this deck we haven't used before. And I'm excited to see what Ben thinks about it. But I also need to say that this is the deck that I accidentally bought two copies of. So at some point in the near future, someone will be getting a copy of the Prismatic Tarot for sending in an especially astute question.
I hope it's me.
Or for contacting us about doing a live show in their town. Or wait, everybody shut up. Stop. Ben, did you just say that you hope it's you that gets this deck?
It's a cool deck.
You like it, huh?
As I'm flipping through it.
Why don't you talk about it a little bit?
All right, well, let me sell it. So the Prismatic Tarot is a bit like Avatar, The Last Airbender. Not the blue people. Not the James Cameron movie. The artwork is like that. So the Japanimation style. The colors, each card itself is very monochromatic. It has some blues and pinks and purples. What else is there to say about it? It's a good-looking deck. It's
borderless.
It is borderless. Always good. All the cards are very dynamic. There's a lot of action going on in the cards. And it's exciting, you know?
I'm glad you like it. How
many
stars? 4 stars. Well, should we go ahead and draw a card?
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Let's do it.
Well, actually, before we draw a card, let's
probably shuffle it
give up. It a good shuffle because these are in order.
The Prismatic Tarot, we're going to be reading from the book, but the book is a digital app that I purchased. And so,
does it come with the deck?
It doesn't come with the deck.
You got to purchase the book separate?
I had to look
book
it up.
Book sold separately?
Yep.
Oy. That doesn't seem right.
But it's pretty solid. It's got a bunch of spreads. It's got all the full artwork, and you can blow it up to the size of your iPad screen.
Sorry. Some of us aren't wealthy capitalist barons with iPads.
That just made me very happy.
All right. I think I've shuffled this enough. And so our card of the week this week is the two. Yep. The High Priestess.
Oh, the High Priestess.
She's always been, you know, she's the card of the 2018.
Year. Yeah.
And so she's been showing up a lot lately. And this High Priestess shows some sort of woman. I want to say she's like, what's it called? Like a pan, goat? Like half goat.
Yeah.
Part she's, goat.
Not a satyr.
Yeah, isn't that it?
Well, satyr is a man. Maybe there are no, in mythology, there aren't women satyrs.
Well, if there were, she would be one. She's also got a hand that's white and a hand that's black, and she is crossing them and covering her eyes.
Yeah, it's because a very beautiful card.
Where we're going, we don't need eyes, because we're going inside your mind.
And the book for this, the app for this, has the keywords as esoteric wisdom and spiritual enlightenment. Let your intuition blossom. Trustworthy and wise, the High Priestess initiates mystic experience and guides acquisition of occult knowledge. She is a reliable and experienced mentor, able to help spiritual seekers navigate the many etheric realms wherein wisdom resides. Her insights are spiritual gold.
So this week, trust your head.
Yeah, trust what's inside. Your insights are spiritual gold. Also, that is the 4th out of 4... major arcana cards.
You're
we got
right.
This week. This week is going to be a big week.
Big week for everybody.
Be on the lookout.
Wait, what was that thing? Your spiritual insights are gold? Spiritual gold.
Insights are spiritual gold, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's straight from the book.
What if, you know how like on Fox News there's a bunch of like, you got to buy gold, the world's ending commercials?
I'll take your word for it.
I mean, that's what I've heard. I think that would be another great sponsor for us, in addition to fake followers, is like spiritual gold.
It's a new blockchain money.
Yeah, spiritual gold. Ooh, let's start our own cryptocurrency. That's big now, too.
Yeah, spiritual gold with 2 lines through it. Like Bitcoin has a B with 2 lines through it.
But what letter has 2 lines through it?
We write out all spiritual gold,
but
and
it
then
has
we double cross it out.
Horizontal, okay. That will inspire confidence.
Yeah, the coins are like bricks.
Very long.
Okay. Well, that was the card of the week, everybody. Be sure to...
So did I get the deck or...
No, you don't get the deck.
Oh. I gave it 4 stars.
Yeah, maybe if you would have given it 5 stars. Oh. Or maybe if the Nicoletta Ciccioli deck had been 1 or 2 stars more. But what I was saying before Ben totally surprised me out of nowhere by loving this deck is that someone will get the extra copy of this deck that I have.
But not me?
No, not you. I may purchase you a copy of this deck.
Well, you don't have to do that.
But I have a copy to give to one of
okay,
our...
Okay, no, I don't need it. We'll give it to one of our fake followers.
So, if you're one of our fake followers and you get us to do a show in your fake town...
And we sell out of our fake tickets.
Then I will give you one very real copy of this deck.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up, huh?
Let's wrap it up. We've been in here for a while now.
Sure feels like it.
Should we thank Steven?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Steven, thank you so much.
For your question.
For your question today.
And thank you, followers, real and fake.
Yeah, all the followers. Bow, bow, bow. Let's hear it for the followers! Woo! Let's hear it for hype men across the world.
Yeah.
Hype men and women. And non-gender binary.
Hype people.
Hype folk.
Hype folk. I like that.
Bang, bang, bang. Let's hear it for the hype folk.
And that's it for today. But if you can't get enough of us, you can do a couple things. You can go to our website, amateurtarot.com, where you can see some photos of the decks and the cards that we've been poorly describing, as well as submit a question for a future episode.
You can email us a question at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
Or you can call our hotline. Operators are standing by, 314-325-6047, to leave a voicemail question.
And Ben, if they call within 10 minutes of us recording this and leave a message...
Yep. They get it on the ground floor of spiritual gold. They will get a free spiritual gold piece.
You'll get one spiritual gold.
Yeah, but that could be worth like a gazillion dollars 10 years from now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wasn't trying to downplay it. Like one full piece of spiritual gold.
That's big. It's a very big piece of spiritual gold. You can also tweet at us at Tarot Amateur or Brian at Zen Iron Man.
Or Ben at Making All This Up.
And finally, you can rate and review us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars and in the headline portion, write spiritual gold.
Yeah. And when you do that, maybe you'll be entered into a drawing to win one of the copies of the Prismatic Tarot.
Who knows?
Thanks again to Steven. Thank you, Ben, for sitting here and dealing with all my hype.
It's hard to do every week.
I know. I make it difficult for you.
Brian, thank you for all that you do.
Thanks. That's like telling someone that their drawing is unique. Oh, that's creative.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, the hangman.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
So ask that question again.
Brian, now I know the answer to this question. I'm just asking, you know, you. It's just like a quiz. What's the 12?